Good evening, everyone. This is the Republic of House of Representatives call. Today is Tuesday, November 19th, in the year of our Lord, 2024. Tonight we have some representatives to swear in or affirm in. We have a teaching by Dr. Mosley, doing a King teaching on the laws of life. Kingdom law versus the world's legal traditions of men, including some of the 50 laws of life and how they apply throughout the Bible and today as well. Discussion as the Holy Spirit leads us. And after that, if there's time, we'll read 2 to 5 pages of the Proclamation of Claim and Interest and have discussion on that too. But before we get started, would someone like to open us in prayer?
I'd be happy to, Representative Binder. This is Becky.
All right, let's just follow you up the floor. Thank you.
Dear Lord, just wow. You are working in amazing ways. We are so incredibly blessed of how you are just warming hearts and people raising their hands for our republic. It is truly miraculous. We are living in truly biblical times. We are all incredibly blessed to be able to witness what is happening in our world right now. Please forgive us for the sins of our forefathers and those who came up before us. Forgive us for straying away from the covenant that we made with you. We all come back to you through redemption, the redemption that's happening in our world right now, and people returning to you, to the feet of you, is breathtaking. I am so incredibly blessed to be here tonight to witness these people take their oath and the work that we have ahead of us. It is more than I can actually come with words, and you know my heart. Please bless every single one of us here today. Bless us and keep us safe as we travel and be with our teachers tonight, and we're so grateful that we get to read the amazing document that occurred on November 14th, 2010. We're so looking forward to learning more about it and discussing it. It's truly in your name that we pray. Amen.
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 All right. Well, we have Representative Schmidt that's going to swear in some people tonight, or affirm in. You have a choice, swear or affirm, of course. And just want to remind everybody, we are taking an oath to the organic constitution, because there was no other constitution before 1859 when our House of Representatives manual was put together. So there's that. And before you get sworn in, want to call on you. I'd like you to tell a little bit about yourself so we can get to know you a little bit, and we'll have Representative Schmidt swear you in. We're going to take it one at a time here and just go down the list. So, Representative Higgs, I guess you're first. Would you like to tell us a little bit about yourself and then take your oath? Okay. Are you muted? Okay. I don't have everybody's name put in just yet on the board here, so I'm going to just go down the list. About Representative Jones, are you present?
Yes. Yeah.
Great. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself before Representative Schmidt swears you in?
Yes, I'm from Alabama, and I have been in healthcare my entire career. I've just recently retired, and I do travel a lot. And when I came across the Republic, I have just been so excited about it. And I'm working for the Alabama. I'm kind of like the county assembly coordinator. So that, along with doing this.
Awesome. Very good. Mm-hmm. Representative Schmidt, would you like to, unless anybody has questions Representative Jones, would you like to swear her in?
Okay, well, what's your first name?
Kathleen.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is Representative Schmidt. Do you prefer swear or affirm? Representative Jones?
I'm sorry. swear.
Do you prefer, what's that? Do you prefer to swear then?
Yes.
Okay. And okay, we'll start the oath here. And I, and then state your name.
Okay. I, Kathleen D. Jacoby Jones.
Do solemnly swear. That I will support. The Constitution of the United States. Congratulations. Welcome to the House of Representatives.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Yay! I'm so excited.
All right. We'll congratulate everybody at the end when we swear the last person in after that, I guess. All right. Next on the list is Representative Trio. Are you present? Representative Sandra Trio? From Illinois Free State? No? All right. Representative Holliday, are you present?
Yep.
Great. Well, Michelle, would you tell us a little bit about yourself before Representative Schmidt swears you in, please?
I am happy to do so. I'm so proud and excited to be part of this. I am the representative from the state of Indiana. I grew up in Indiana, was born and grew up with my grandparents on a lake in Indiana. Love this state and want to make sure it's protected as well as our country and our constitution. And my profession is in media, so I have a big interest in helping everyone here to get the word out about our republic. So as we go forward, if you ever have any suggestions for anything we're doing, please always not only feel free, we want any feedback on what you might like to see as far as media goes.
Thank you. Very good. Anybody have questions for Representative Holliday? All right. Representative Schmidt, would you please swear in Representative Michelle Holliday?
Okay, thank you. Which do you prefer, swear or affirm?
I will swear.
What's that?
Swear.
Okay. Okay, to start here, I, and then state your name.
I, Michelle Holliday.
Do solemnly swear. That I will support. The Constitution of the United States. And congratulations. Welcome to the House of Representatives.
Thank you so much. I am thrilled and honored and excited.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right. Next on the list, we have Representative Tamara Pritzer from Idaho. Representative Pritzer, are you present? Are you muted yourself? Okay. Next, we have Representative Jerry McCarty from Washington. Representative McCarty, are you present? All right. And next, we have Representative Eloise Alsop from Arkansas. Representative Alsop, are you present?
I am, sir.
Excellent.
I've been a resident of Arkansas for probably 16 years now. I retired with my husband from Kansas, so we just crossed over the border, and have been here and enjoying the Arkansas beauty. I too am just very impressed, and I had no idea that the Republic was out there, but I knew there had to be something that would fit in with other things I've been listening to, and this just was another piece of the puzzle that makes the whole picture come into focus. So I'm honored to be a part of it, so thank you.
Very good, thank you. Anyone have any questions for Representative Alsop? All right, Representative Schmidt, would you mind swearing or affirming in Representative Alsop?
Okay, which do you prefer, swear or affirm?
I affirm.
Okay. State your name.
I, Eloise Alsop.
Do solemnly affirm.
Do solemnly affirm that I will support the Constitution of the United States.
Congratulations. Welcome to the House of Representatives.
Thank you so much.
Yep. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right. Next on the list, we have Representative Richard Akey from Ohio. Are you present, sir? Representative Akey, are you present? All right.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Oh. We hear you now. Would you tell us a little bit about yourself so we can get to know you a little better? Are you there, sir? Representative Akey, are you there? Okay, maybe we'll come back to you.
Yeah, I bet he's speaking and doesn't know he's on mute.
I see him. I don't see him muted. I don't see you muted, sir. Can you speak, Representative Akey? Or Akey, I'm sorry for pronouncing your name wrong. Well, I heard him say something earlier. Well, we'll go on to the next representative for now. Representative Rosa Rosuvo from Maryland. Are you present?
I am.
Great. Could you tell us a little bit about yourself, please?
Good evening, everyone. Thank you. I feel so blessed to be able to be here with you all at this point in history in our country. I'm a mom of five boys. I was born and raised in Maryland my whole life. I walk with God each and every day. It makes me giddy to talk about God and just be in the Word. It's just my favorite thing to do. Holy Spirit is my best friend. I'm glad I felt that nudge to join this great republic, and I look forward to the great things we'll do.
Thank you very much for coming in on board and helping us out here in the House of Representatives. Does anyone here have questions for Representative Rosa Rosuvo? All right. Representative Schmidt, would you mind swearing or affirming her in, please?
Okay. Do you prefer swear or affirm?
Affirm, please.
Okay. I, then state your name.
I, Rosa Rosuvo.
Do solemnly affirm.
Do solemnly affirm.
That I will support.
That I will support.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
Congratulations. Welcome to the House of Representatives.
Thank you so much.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. Congratulations.
Are there any representatives that I've missed? Representative Richard Akey, can you can we hear you now?
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir, we hear you.
Get that out. Oh, you can hear me now, correct?
Yes, sir, we can hear you.
Get that out.
Can you tell us a little
bit
about
it? Okay, my name is Richard Akey. The eye is silent. I prefer to be called by my nickname, which happens to be Moose. Born and raised in Ohio, and I worked in a family business for a long time. I eventually took over the family business, which was security systems, and I was also spent time as a deputy sheriff in my early days, and I've always been active in some type of government work and just trying to help wherever I can. And I was so grateful when I ran across the Republic. It just seems like it's just the shoe fits for me. I yield there.
Very sir. Good, sir. Thank you. Anyone have any questions for Akey? Sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
Oh, I just asked the representatives if they had any questions for you and stuff.
Oh.
Because actually, this is the last line of defense here in case somebody would be undesirable coming in. Sorry, that's my fault here. I touched the computer. Anyways, stating that they could ask questions and stuff like that. That's why I asked that. So I don't hear anybody asking any questions. So Representative Schmidt, would you please swear or affirm in Representative Akey?
Okay. Do you prefer swear or affirm?
Swear.
Okay. Then state your name.
I, Richard Lawrence Akey.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support.
That I will support.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
Congratulations. Welcome to the House of Representatives.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm so proud.
Congratulations. Welcome.
Thank you.
Are there any representatives that I missed that need to be sworn in tonight?
Yes, sir. Sandra Trio, present. I had the wrong phone number.
Oh.
I'm sitting on hold.
I did wrong there.
With great music, by the way.
All right. Representative Trio, could you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, I'm very blessed to be here. It's been an amazing journey, and I'm glad I made it to this call. I'm quite just blessed to be here right now. Thank you for all that you've done and all that you've been doing and continue to do, and I'm ready. I feel right. Prepared. I'm very honored. Thank you.
Thanks for coming aboard. Anybody have any questions for Representative Trio?
This is Representative David Schmidt. What state are you from again?
Illinois.
Okay, thank you.
Illinois Free State. Yes, sir.
Yep, thank you.
All right. Well, hearing no questions, Representative Schmidt, would you please swear or affirm her in?
Which do you prefer, swear or affirm?
Swear.
Okay, start with I and then state your name.
I, Sandra Trio.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support.
That I will support.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
Congratulations. Welcome to the House of Representatives.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
Congratulations. Congratulations.
Thank you. My honor.
All right. Have I missed anybody else that needs to be sworn in tonight? Okay, very good. We're going to take roll call here now. So, when I call your name, say present, or you can state your name and your state and present. So, Representative David Schmidt, are you present?
Representative David Schmidt from Wisconsin Free State is present.
Thank you, sir. Representative Cox, are you present?
Yes, Representative Robin Cox from North Dakota Free State is present.
Thank you, ma'am. Representative Blanton, are you present? Okay. Representative Mark Binder from the Free State of Iowa is present. Representative Reed, are you present? Okay. Representative Jordan, are you present? Representative Sowell, are you present?
Representative Becky Sowell from North Carolina Free State, present.
Thank you, ma'am. Representative Marshall, are you present?
Representative Denise Marshall, Michigan Free State, present.
Thank you. Representative Hatcher, are you present?
Representative Ronald Hatcher from Georgia Free State, present.
Thank you. Representative Leith, are you present? All right. Representative Kathleen Jones, are you present?
Kathleen Jones, Alabama Free State, present.
Thank you, ma'am. Representative Trio, are you present?
Representative Sandra Trio, Illinois Free State, present.
Thank you. Representative Holliday, are you present?
Representative Michelle Holliday, Indiana Free State, present.
Thank you, ma'am. Representative Alsop, are you present?
Representative Eloise Alsop from the Free State of Arkansas is present.
Thank you, ma'am. Richard Ecke, are you present?
Yeah, yes, Representative Richard Ecke from the Ohio Free State is present.
Thank you. Representative Rosullo, are you present?
Representative Rosa Rosullo, Free State of Maryland, present.
All right, very good. All right, we have 12 representatives representing 12 states tonight. And without further ado, I'd like to introduce Dr. Mosley for the teaching tonight on the 50 Laws of Life and the Kingdom Law versus the Man's Law. Dr. Mosley, thank you for being patient tonight. Please carry on with your teaching.
You're welcome. Thank you very much, Representative Binder.
Yes, sir.
May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. The laws of life. We define a law of life as being an absolute divine truth that governs the consequences of our actions. Everything we do and everything we say activates one or more laws of life, either in a positive or in a negative way. In order to refer a law of life as being such, the Spirit of God requires that we start with a foundational Old Testament and New Testament scripture. And we have to trace each of these laws of life beginning in Genesis all the way through the Old Testament into and throughout the New Testament as absolutes before we can refer to them as laws of life. Most of us are familiar with natural and physical laws, and we have no difficulty referring to them as being absolute. For instance, 32 degrees centigrade, regardless of where you might be in the country or in the world,
water will freeze at 32 degrees centigrade because it is an absolute. There's another physical law that we adhere to on a regular basis, the law of distance. The shortest distance between two points is always a straight line, and we respect that physical law. Another physical law that we accept readily and operate by and through each, find through this law of life on a regular basis, on a daily basis, I should say, the law, if you'll notice, I'm not referring to them as a principle because they are absolutes. And the next law we're about to talk, mention briefly, is the law of capacity. Two bodies cannot occupy the same space at the same time. It's an absolute. It's a physical law, a law we can make contact with our natural senses, but it is absolute, and we respect it as being such, and one that all of us, I would assume, are familiar with, the law of gravity. What goes up comes down. These are just a few of the absolute physical laws that we adhere to and respect on a daily basis. But in this Laws of Life series, we endeavor to make each of us aware, or maybe more so aware, that there are spiritual laws, there are kingdom laws that are as absolute as these natural and physical laws. Although we may not be able to make contact with these spiritual or kingdom laws with our natural senses, does not cause them to be any less real than they are. So what we've been doing over these last several months, we're going to be fairly brief tonight because of the length of the session this evening, is that we've been comparing these laws of life, or applying, I should say, these laws of life with the laws of the world system and how they differentiate from the world system to the laws of the kingdom of God. Now, we confine our discussion to five systems, one being the economic system of the world as compared to the economic system of the kingdom of God. The next one we discussed in detail was the social system of the world social system, and how it distinctly differs from the social system of the kingdom of God. Then we discuss the educational system of the world and how we differentiate it from the educational system of the kingdom of God. Then we got to the political system of the world, and we touched upon it again on last week. In fact, each of these areas we had an extensive discussion concerning. Then we have gone back from time to time to add to the conversation that we had as it relates to each of these laws of life previously. So last week, last session, I should say, we went back to the political system of the world and how that differentiates from the political system of the kingdom of God. And then lastly, we have been discussing from time to time the religious system of the world as compared to and as it is differentiated from the religious system of the kingdom of God. So in our last session, we went back briefly to the political system of the world. And in particular, we discussed that system based upon a specific law of life, not that it's confined to that one law, but we confined it to some extent to one law of life, and that law of life being the law, not the concept, not the precept, not even the principle, but the law of resistance and non-resistance, the law of resistance and non-resistance. Resistance. So the question then was, when as believers are we in tune to kingdom law when we resist an order that has come to us by and through one of these other systems? And under what circumstances can we not obey the requirement of that particular system, and whether or not we are held under the law of accountability and responsibility in a kingdom system with respect to our ignoring the mandates of one of these world systems. And that was rather worldly, maybe not too clear, and we'll try to clarify that jumble that I just gave you in a little while. The law of resistance and non-resistance. I direct your attention to the book according to St. Matthew and the 38th and 39th verse of chapter 5. You have heard that it has been said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say unto you that ye resist not evil, but whosoever shall smite thee on the right cheek, turn to him the other also. The law of resistance and non-resistance. I'm going to give us a few examples to work from, and we invite your participation, as we always do. The law of resistance and non-resistance. Last session, we spoke from the book of Daniel in the 3rd chapter, dealing with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and the fact that they had been ordered to bow down to that golden image. And what I want you to pay close attention to in retrospect is that they resisted. And on what basis did they resist? They resisted on a kingdom basis, the kingdom basis being that they were to bow down to no one and nothing else other than the true and living God. So what happened as a result? As a result, they were thrown into the fire furnace after they had announced to the king that they would not bow down. But I want us to pay even closer attention to the fact that in their resistance, they were willing to accept the consequences of their resistance and to be thrown into the fiery furnace. Although we know that they were delivered from the fiery furnace, but nevertheless, they did not resist the penalty in the natural that was to flow therefrom. So the question, as we go through the law of resistance and non-resistance, is as believers, can we, in the proper circumstance, resist? And if so, are we to be willing to accept whatever consequences that flow therefrom? And that's a very delicate area. And we have some pointed questions on our last session. Hopefully you have some questions. If you cannot bring them to the floor this session, perhaps in our next session or our preceding session, because there's a lot to be discussed in that regard. Now, let's look at one or two New Testament examples. I'm not reading all the scriptures that were associated therewith because of the interest of time. But let's go to Acts chapter 5. And if you recall in Acts chapter 5, the apostles were commanded not to preach or teach in the name of our Lord and Savior. And at the end of that discourse of Scripture, they said, we ought to obey God and not man. Now, I ask the question, is that a position that we should take when the world system is commanding of us that which conflicts with the kingdom of God and the absoluteness of the word that comes forth from God's kingdom? And I direct your attention, if you have not recently, I suggest that each of us would take another look at Acts 5 and see how the apostles resisted. But nevertheless, they did not try to avoid whatever punishment that would flow therefrom, because I perceive that they were convinced that God would see them through, as he had seen Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego through when they were thrown into the fiery furnace. And if you recall, they were even promoted after they had resisted according to kingdom law. Let's look at another quick example in Acts 16. And what had occurred here, and I've gotten some of my notes confused. Oh yes, what happened here was that Paul and some other apostles had been beaten and thrown into prison because of the sake of the gospel. And then they learned that Paul was a Roman citizen and they should not have violated his rights as they did. They beat him brutally, threw him into prison, and once they learned that Paul was a Roman citizen, they were commanded to release them. But they had brought them, well, let me put it this way. When they first took them into the prison, they beat them and took them in through the front door. But when they learned that Paul was a Roman citizen and they had to release him, that they wanted to take him out of the back door. And the Apostle Paul said to them that you beat us, bruised us, and violated us in the front. So now you want to, and I'm paraphrasing as I bring this to you, but now you want to take us out from the back door. No, you brought us in, beaten up through the front door, take us back out through the front door. Now, some would say that that was pride on the part of the Apostle Paul. I say no, because I perceive that the Apostle Paul was operating based upon his position as a Christian, and that it was not a reflection on him, but a reflection on our Lord and Savior. If you can do that in the front, then you should be able to reverse it and bring it up front as you did the original violation. So I'll just give you those three, and numerous examples in the Bible of when believers resisted, why they resisted. Were they resisting based upon the word of God, or were they resisting based upon the world system? You can be a believer and resist, but not based upon the word of God and the defense, if you will, of the kingdom of God. So what we're trying to point out here is that in one of the representatives' last session made an interesting comment which witnessed to my spirit, and perhaps this representative will recognize her wording when she said this. But she made the statement, it depends upon the intent of the person, whether or not that intent, and I'm adding here, to glorify God or to be consistent with the kingdom of God and his system, or whether or not it was as a matter of pride on the part of the individual. So then, with that having been said, let's have some questions and answers and comments concerning when, as believers, we are allowed, if you will, to resist, when we're not allowed to resist, and what is to be the intent of our heart in the resistance, if any. Any thoughts, any comments in that regard?
The floor is open if anyone would like to make a comment or ask a question of Dr. Mosley. All right.
I'd like to say that, you know, I think that what Dr. Mosley referring to the comment, I of course was not here last week, but I do think it has to do with intent. I think that when you have, and that comes from inside yourself, you know, from your heart in connection with God and the kingdom of God, and because a lot of people have outwardly words, but they don't have the intent. So I think it has everything to do with the intent inside themselves. And I think that has to do with life. And I think that has to do with all of us, you know, very deeply. So I was just touched by that. Even though I wasn't there last week, I'm happy Dr. Mosley brought up that concluding statement. And everything you said was beautiful in a fantastic voice, by the way. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Reverend Wayne.
All right, the floor is open. Just need to state your name and ask for the floor, and then you can say your comments.
This is Becky Sowell, North Carolina Free State.
Yes, Representative Sowell, you have the floor.
Striking to me, listening to more of this meeting, it catches me in terms of resistance, because we're all fearful when we resist. I mean, just take peer pressure, for example. It's very difficult for teenagers to resist peer pressure, and they want to go along with the crowd. When a parent gives a child, and I think of this as the Lord as well, when a parent gives a child permission to resist peer pressure, and that it's the right thing to do if they know in their heart things are not going in the right way and they resist, they've got the blessing of their parent to be the odd man out. And I believe that's true with the Lord as well. I believe that God wants us to resist when we know that things are not going in the way that his word is written and what he would wish for us. And so when we have that in our head, as we go about our daily lives, then there's a certain power and peace that comes with the choice to resist. So I yield.
Thank you, Representative Sowell. The floor is open. Any other comments or questions?
Representative Sandra Trio, Illinois.
Yes, you have the floor.
Yes, you said a whole lot, and the you know what I wanted to say was when you become born again or you have that awakening. There's an alignment that takes place from your heart and your mind. And I think all of us has already resisted, and that's why we're here. And we're all witnessing right now Christ in the fire with us. So I think that we, you know, I'm just speculating. I can only imagine the powerful people that are on this phone call right now. I can feel that, and I think we all have that alignment in Christ. And to see us all coming together is beautiful. It's a beautiful thing. I yield.
Thank you, Representative Trio. Any other comments or questions? The floor is open.
This is Representative Robin Cox. May I have the floor,
yes,
please?
Yes, ma'am, you have the floor.
Yes, whenever we are told to do something which is contrary to the Word of God, we should resist when it is contrary to the Word of God, and we should be willing to endure the punishment, and we should check our motives to make sure that we are resisting for the glory of God and not just for our pride. I yield.
Thank you, Representative Cox. That's a good point. The floor is open. Anybody else like to ask a question or make a statement about the teaching tonight?
This is Representative Rusillo.
I kind of was thinking along the same lines as the previous representative. You know, we are to surrender to him, and if it's his will, it will be done. And we're walking in blind faith a lot of times, oftentimes, and trusting in him. And through that, we're going to be persecuted. And these are, we're living out, obviously, biblical times. It's always a biblical time, right? Like, but I think we're seeing it more and more play out in front of our eyes. It's one of the greatest times to be alive, if you ask me. And it's so amazing to see the amount of people that are coming to the Lord and just laying it all at his feet and trusting and believing in the blind faith. And they have that feeling, too, that something bigger they may not know is happening, but they feel it. So I just wanted to add that. Thank you.
Thank you for that. I would kind of say that it kind of makes true the statement, half the people are put on the earth to test the other half. And that can be physically and spiritually, or just spiritually sometimes too. So that's a great teaching, and not only intent, but I think also the heart of the law is pulls into play as well. And that's, I think, what a lot of judges need to have, especially doing the common law, biblical common law courts. They need to have a feel for the heart of the law and the intent of the person that is being in question. And that's what I have. I yield. The floor is open. Anybody else like to make a comment or a question? All right. Michelle, you have the Representative Holliday. You have the floor. Thank you.
Representative Michelle Holliday from the Free State of Indiana. May I have the floor? And I apologize that I'm learning the protocol. I just want to say what a beautiful this is a beautiful experience. This is really good. I am so proud and happy to be part of this. Dr. Mosley's teaching was beautiful, and all of your comments are beautiful, and I am shocked and surprised and just really honored at this, just the feeling of this group. That's really all I had to say. This is my first time here, but I know I'm in the right place. Thank you very much. I yield the floor.
Very good. Anyone else like to make a comment or a question? All right. Hearing none, I would like to thank you, Dr. Mosley, for coming in here and giving us this teaching, opening the Bible, opening our eyes a little bit, and causing us to have to use our brains tonight. And so thank you for sharing the wisdom that the Lord put upon your heart tonight.
Thank you for allowing me the opportunity.
Yes, sir. Hope to have you back next time.
Look forward to it.
Very good. Thank you. You're welcome to stay on board. We're going to go over a couple pages on the Declaration of Sovereign Intent, well, actually the Proclamation of Claim and Interest, if you'd like to hang on. It's up to you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Very good. Next, I know we're running late here, but I think we should do two pages of the Proclamation of Claim and Interest so that we just get kind of a feel for it. And I just wanted to say it's written like legislation because it was done by the Congress a while back, 2010. And so pay attention to that when you're looking at it. And the author of Reinhabited Volume 1, 2, and the other Reinhabited books is going to do, I've got an audio of her that's going to talk about the first two pages. So with that, we'll get going here on that.
Thank you, Bob, and I yield.
Now we'll get back to our second major document. We are now going to hear a reading by Jean Hertler. She will read the Proclamation for Claim and Interest of the Republic for the United States of America. Jean?
Proclamation of Claim and Interest. On day 30, April 2012,
from and by limited sovereign authority delegated by we the people on the Republic for the United States of America. To the United States of America, Department of Defense, Joint Chiefs of Staff, and to the world, and all people, and all public and private persons, and United States, the Municipal Corporation, and all subsidiaries thereof at all, and the International Court of Justice at The Hague, and the United Nations, and the Universal Postal Union, (UPU), and we the people, in God we trust, present and hereby serve notice of claim and interest, and continue in peace, and offer conditional forgiveness. And whereas, we the people proclaim, order, hold, continue, honor, and abide by the, quote, Declaration of Sovereign Intent, end quote, see Exhibit 1, instituted by presentment on behalf of we the people. And whereas, we the people presented the, quote, Declaration of Sovereignty for the Republic of the United States of America, end quote, circa July 2010, see Exhibit 2, to the following, the Committee of 300, the International Court of Justice, the United Nations, (UN), and the Universal Postal Union, (UPU), and we the people claim all rights and uses pursuant to Flag Act circa 1777, Flag Act circa 1794, Flag Act 1818 circa, and Flag Act circa 2011, see Exhibit 3. And we the people claim all rights and uses pursuant to Seal Act circa 1782, including the de jure United States of America Great Seal. And we the people claim all rights and uses for the phrases, words, and letter combinations, the Republic of the United States, the Republic of the United States, the Republic for the United States, Republic for the United States, Republic for the United States, Republic of the United States, Republic of the United States, the United States, United States, the Republic of the United States of America, the Republic of the United States of America, the Republic for the United States of America, Republic for the United States of America, Republic for the United States of America, Republic of the United States of America, Republic of the United States of America, the United States of America, United States of America, and as referenced in the Constitution of the United States of America, circa 1789, Exhibit 2B, quote, the United States of America as alternate forms and denote Republic for the United States of America, end quote, and all deviations and variations thereof, and we the people reserve all rights and uses for the abbreviations, phrases, words, and letter combinations USA, US, U period S period, U period S period A period, RUSA, USA, ROUSA, RFUSA, RUSA, ROUSA, RFUSA, US, RUS, and RUS. To be abbreviated forms and denote the, quote, Republic for the United States of America, end quote, and all deviations and variations thereof. And with respect to Article 1 of the Treaty of Amity, Commerce, and Navigation, hereinafter referred to as the Jay Treaty, signed at London, November 19, 1794, ratified June 24, 1795, at Philadelphia. And now comes, we the people, giving sufficient notice, affirming, claiming, accepting, adopting, and asserting that, whereas, we the people are all created equal, and whereas, we the people, by natural birthright, with sovereign rights held by indigenous power, live in inherent freedom granted by the Almighty Creator, by divine providence, and whereas, we the people are the named successor parties in interest, and as rightful heirs to the Constitution, circa 1791, with lawful right of claim for the Republic for the United States of America, have re-inhabited the de jure government, which was abandoned under duress and replaced by officers and employees of the United States Municipal Corporation, all subsidiaries thereof at all, and all others committing such fraud, usurping the sovereignty of the people by fraud and deception. And whereas, We the people recognize the absolute right of people to contract with the United States Municipal Corporation and its subsidiaries at all. And whereas, we the people stand in agreement on Chapter 62 of, quote, an act to provide governance for the District of Columbia, end quote, Exhibit 4, dated February 21, 1871, which states in part, quote, may contract and be contracted with, end quote. And whereas, we the people hold absolute unlimited right to contract and not to contract with any corporation. We hold and determine that the United States Municipal Corporation abused the letter of the law, and the founders of the United States Municipal Corporation acted and contracted with ill intent by not giving full disclosure to we the people. And whereas, we the people hold the founders of the United States Municipal Corporation deceived us into involuntary servitude as corporate subjects without us knowingly and willingly giving consent. According to law, consent of we the people is required before elected officials of the United States Municipal Corporation may act. And whereas?
Well, that pretty much ends the reading at the end of Chapter 2. Does anybody have any comments or questions or any statements they'd like to make about the first two pages of the Proclamation of Claim and Interest?
This is Annette from the Arkansas Free State.
Yes, ma'am. You have the floor. Yes.
Would you give me a little bit of information on the Jay Treaty, please?
They're going to talk about that a little later, but I'd like to say that it's coming to mind exactly what that is, but I can't speak onto it right now. My brain kind of locked up on that.
Well, that's me too. Thank you.
Yep. I mean, we're going to go over all that, I'm sure, later, but it's a good thing to look up, that's for sure. Any other representatives know what the Jay Treaty might be? That they can explain it? Okay. I know I have to review what that is, and I'm glad you brought that up, too. For those of you that aren't following along with the printed copy, when she's... sounds like she's repeating herself. She's not doing the upper and lower cases of the names and everything, like the United States, the U.S., the U.S. of A., all that. She's not doing the upper and lower casing. And it's different in every circumstance that she's talking about, that she said. So you know about that. Would anyone else like to comment about the proclamation? All right. Hearing none, the floor can be open if anybody wants to bring something else other than the two teachings that we had to the floor. Or ask a question or anything. The floor is open for that. Okay. Hearing nothing like that, I'd like to entertain a motion that we adjourn and reconvene. And our reconvene date would be December 3rd.
This is Representative Robin Cox. I make a motion that we adjourn for tonight and reconvene on December 3rd, 2024 at 8 p.m. Central Time. I yield.
This is Representative David Schmidt from Wisconsin Free State seconding the motion to adjourn.
Very good. We have a motion and a second on the floor. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay. Before we adjourn, I'd like to ask somebody to close us in prayer, please.
This is Representative Robin Cox. I'd be happy to do that.
Yes, ma'am. You have the floor.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this meeting that we've had, and we thank you for Dr. Mosley's teaching. We also thank you for the reading of the first several pages of the Declaration of Sovereign Intent. We ask that Lord, that we come before you humbly, and we realize that we are indebted to your mercy. We cannot do this on our own, Lord God, and we come before you, and yes, you would have mercy on our nation, Lord. We just thank you, Lord, for this reprieve that you have given us, Lord, this 4 years of reprieve, and Lord, let us make good with this reprieve. Let us help us to repent of our personal sins and our national sins, Lord Jesus. And Lord, we ask that you would forgive us for our nations turning our backs on you, Lord. Forgive us, Lord, for removing prayer and Bible reading from the public schools. We repent of taking shedding of innocent blood. We repent of all other personal and national sins, Lord Jesus. And Lord, we ask that you would, if there's anything else that we have failed to repent of, or that we're not repenting of, or that we haven't surrendered to you, we ask that you would please bring this to mind, Lord. We need your help in preparing this republic and in going through the Declaration of Sovereign Intent. Lord, we ask that you would protect and defend the nation of Israel, Lord, and also, Lord, that you would protect and defend our country. And Lord, we ask that you would keep us out of World War III. Have mercy on our country, Lord. And I ask, Lord, that you would please cause President Trump, don't let the deep state assassinate him. And Lord, I pray that you would cause him to be inaugurated and not anybody else. I pray and we ask that you would protect all the members of this republic and our leaders. And Lord, bring us back safely for the next legislative call on December 3rd. And we thank you and give you praise. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Just one correction I have to make. I said there was 11 representatives tonight. There's actually 12. So I apologize for that. I miscounted one. So, well, have a great time. Great weekend, everybody.
Till
we
you too.
Meet again on December 3rd. Feel free to email me if you like to at House Admin, Republic for United States. I'm sorry, Republic House Admin, you know the email address, Republic House Admin at republicforunitedstatesofamerica.org. So, I guess, good night, everybody. I'll stop the recording.